Americans are weighed down by more than $1 trillion in credit card debt, according to the Federal Reserve, and the interest rates on credit cards are at a record high. That's the backdrop for a pair of bills introduced earlier this month by Senator Bernie Sanders and Representative Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez that would cap all credit card interest rates at 15%. In this divided Congress, the bill isn't likely to go anywhere, but Sanders and Ocasio-Cortez are offering a blueprint on this issue for progressives in the Democratic Party. Renee Merle covers Wall Street for The Washington Post. Hi, Renee.
Hey, thank you for having me.
Anyone who's been following the careers of these two politicians is probably not surprised to see them sponsoring a bill like this, but what is it that they're trying to accomplish with it?
Basically, what the bill would do is cap interest rates on credit cards at 15%. So they would basically be trying to cap those rates and take money out of the pockets of the banks.
And how high have credit card rates gotten recently compared to historical averages?
Well, the median right now is about 21%, but it's higher if you have a lower credit score. And it's rising faster also if you have a lower credit score.
Lenders do not like this. Not surprisingly, they say it could have unintended consequences and that it unfairly lumps together credit cards with other kinds of consumer loans and payday loans. Even just the name of this bill, the Loan Shark Prevention Act, does paint lenders as a loan shark. How's the industry pushing back?
Well, the industry is calling this 15% cap arbitrary, and they're concerned that this is going to become part of the general discourse, particularly going into the 2020 election. They think that any efforts to restrict how they charge consumers could have a big impact on their bottom lines.
And wouldn't this bill limit the available supply of credit for consumers if banks just aren't willing to lend money at less than 15%?
Well, that is the argument from the industry, and that might be true, it's particularly for, like, if you think about payday lenders who are now charging interest rates upwards of 300%, obviously you're going to see them, most of that industry, potentially go out of business if they're really capped at 15%. A lot of them are going to walk away. But a decade ago, credit card interest rates were around 12%. So it's not that the industry has never operated at a time where interest rates were lower than 15%. It's not a figure that's outrageous. It's just that in some way they don't like the idea of the government restricting the way that they do business in this area at all.
Well, they would make a lot less money, too.
They would make a lot less money, but they think it sets a dangerous precedent that the government would be able to set the rates that they charge consumers. They want to be able to respond to economic trends, respond to the track record of the consumer. Maybe this consumer is constantly behind on their bills and has defaulted in the past, and they want to charge them more to accommodate for taking the risk and even offering them credit. So the industry just thinks that, any restriction will harm them and their ability to offer credit cards in a way that protects them, not just bolsters their bottom line, but protects them from the downside risk to lending to certain people.
Okay. Well, going back to the 1980s, Congress capped credit union interest rates at 15%, so that it's already happened before. But what's happened since then on that legislation?
They capped interest rates at 15% for credit unions, but then, like in 1987, they raised it to 18%, and it stayed above that level, or stayed at 18% ever since. So for credit unions, at least, they've decided that 15% is just too low.
Okay, it's not just credit cards, because this bill would also allow the U.S. Postal Service to get into the banking industry. Why is that part of the deal?
This is actually an issue that probably bothers banks even more than the idea of capping interest rates. They don't want the Postal Service to become a competitor. There are a lot of Democrats and consumer advocates like the idea of the Postal Service being able to offer a savings account, a checking account, just basic banking services, assuming that this will open banking services to the poor and in neighborhoods where a lot of banks are like pulling or closing down their branches. The banking industry absolutely abhors this idea and thinks that it'll, that it creates unfair competition, and they just don't like the idea.
I'm listening to you talk, and I'm wondering if Bernie Sanders is taking a swipe at Joe Biden with this legislation. Both men are at the top of the polls for the 2020 Democratic nomination. And Biden, of course, has been heavily criticized for his cozy relationship with banks over the years. Is there anything to that?
I'm not sure if it was a direct hit exactly, but I don't think there's any way not to look at this legislation, think about it in terms of 2020. Not only is Bernie Sanders running for president, but these issues become part of the debate and could become, you know, come up on the presidential debate stage. And the industry people and the lobbyists I talk to say if Democrats do take the Senate in 2020, then it becomes a part of the discourse then, too. So, in a way, by introducing this legislation and giving it a national platform, Bernie Sanders is helping set an agenda that will go throughout the presidential election and perhaps the next Congress.
That's Renee Merle, reporter for The Washington Post. Thanks very much.
Thank you.